Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made. Good job. Our text is from John chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Thus far our text. This is the day the Lord has made. Therefore, our life should be full of rejoicing. Yeah, right. Ever run into somebody like that? Or maybe you are that person. Just hard to get you joyful. There's always something going wrong. At work, at home, your health is bad. It's just that not that much to be happy about. But then again, our text didn't say be happy. It said be joyful. And there is a difference, at least in the words. If you read Greek, you would realize very quickly when you saw the word joy in Greek as really close to another word that we are familiar with, the word grace. Grace and joy are almost the same thing in Greek. And what do we know about grace? Well, grace isn't simply an inner feeling that you have. Grace is something good that you have received. And it's not something that you've earned. It's not something that you can even grab for yourself. You have to be given grace. And we have a God who is extraordinarily gracious. He gives us grace each day. He gives it to us in many ways. He gives it to us in the forgiveness of our sins, in the food that we eat. And what do you say before you eat that food? Well, common way of expressing is it, you say grace. You recognize that that is not simply something that you put on your table by what you have earned, but that it's a gift of God. In our family members, in our friends, in our job, in all the things that we have, it's grace. If you have grace, you have something to be joyful about. But one of the other aspects of joy is that to have joy, you have to recognize what you've been given. And therein lies one of the major problems why people find it difficult to be joyful about life. We're not always focused on the things that we have. We're often more focused on the things we don't have. Or we pay attention to what's wrong in life, and boy, is there always something that's wrong. We're sinners living in a sinful world. Every day we do wrong things, and so does everybody else around us. So if you want to focus on what's wrong in life, you have great opportunity. But the problem is, we get so wrapped up in what's wrong, we don't even see what's right. We get so wrapped up in what's bad that we never focus on the good. This is a sinful human trait that has to be fought against. We see it in the way the world operates. You know, you pick up a newspaper, you listen to the nightly news. Sometimes they stick something positive in there, but most of the time, it's what went wrong, what bad things happened. And we function that way in our own lives. Let me describe a miracle to you and how you might miss one. Let's say you get on the road in Iowa City and you're driving up to Cedar Rapids at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's all that road construction going on. And every time you need to change lanes, the car behind you actually slows down and the guy goes like this. Now, I've driven that route often enough. That doesn't happen. But let's say it happened to you not once, not twice, but five different times when you were trying to change lanes. My friends, that would not be merely amazing. That would be a miracle. But just before you get home, when you want to change lanes one last time, some guy, you know what they do? They step on the gas pedal. And they catch up, and you can't change your lane, and you miss your turn. So you just witnessed a miracle. Five people let you in, but one person cut you off. When you get home, what are you going to be talking about? You're going to be talking about that one guy that cut you off, even though a miracle has just taken place. It'll be wiped from your memory. You won't think about it anymore. You know, that's how we often end up living our lives. A bunch of things can go right. One thing goes wrong. And that's all you remember. That's all you think about. The problem is not that you don't have grace. The problem is you don't want to contemplate it. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Our Lord wants us to be joyful. And right in these words I just read again, he tells you that he's already given you all you need to have joy, and not just a little bit, but joy that is full and complete. He's given you your life. You know, a lot of people live in fear of the day they're going to die. We don't have to do that. Because we have a loving God who died and rose again, that our life might be eternal with him in glorious heaven. You know, if that's all God ever gave us, wouldn't that be enough? But he doesn't stop there. He gives us houses, homes, wife, children, fields, cattle. You know how that part goes in Luther's articles on the Apostles' Creed. He daily and richly provides for us. And as we come to worship, he weekly, through his word and through his sacraments, reminds us of how much we are loved. God has given us that which we need to be joyful. But we need to focus on that. And one last thing we need to focus on or to do is to share it. You know, joy is not one of those things that is experienced in silence. Boy, I remember last fall watching one of the playoff games for the Minnesota Vikings. 10 seconds left. You think the game is over with and the Vikings have lost. The quarterback launches a pass. The guy catches it. The defenders all fall down and he runs 40 yards for a touchdown. The Vikings win the game. My friends, I did not sit there on the couch going, "Oh." I and my children were jumping up and down. We were filled with joy at that moment. The word joy was actually a greeting in the ancient world. When you walked up to someone, you'd say it in Greek, of course, "Joy." Don't just think about those blessings that you have. Talk about them. Celebrate them. And I believe, and I think God would say, the more you talk about your joy, the more you'll recognize your joy, and the more joy you will have in your life. Because joy is meant to be shared, especially when you have it in abundance. And that's what we have. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Thank God for the blessings we have received. May God help us to recognize even more and to share those joys with others. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.